I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Oil prices plunged below $95 per barrel today, and stock markets surged worldwide after President Trump pulled back from his threat of devastating attacks against Iran. The S&P leaped 2.5%, while the Dow soared 1,325 points, and the Nasdaq rallied 2.8%. But Iran has again closed the Strait of Hormuz, this time in response to ongoing Israeli attacks in Lebanon. The Lebanese Health Ministry says today's strikes killed 182 people, the highest single-day toll in the Israel-Hezbollah war. And Tehran's also demanding the right to collect tolls in the Strait of Hormuz as a precondition for its reopening. Vice President J.D. Vance says there's legitimate misunderstanding.
The Iranians thought that the ceasefire included Lebanon, and it just didn't. We never made that promise. We never indicated that was going to be the case. What we said is that the ceasefire would be focused on Iran, and the ceasefire would be focused on America's allies, both Israel and the Gulf Arab states.
I'm Ben Thomas.